Looking to open a free checking account? You have a better chance of opening one at a credit union rather than at a bank. We'll have the details in a minute.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York. If you're looking to open a free checking account, credit unions are the way to go, according to a new report by Bankrate.com. Bankrate surveyed the U.S.'s 50 biggest credit unions and found that they're twice as likely to offer free checking accounts as banks. Some other factors make credit unions more consumer-friendly, too. We discussed the findings with Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride. Why don't you tell us a bit more about what's behind the move by credit unions to offer free checking accounts, Greg?
We've seen a lot of consistency among credit unions in terms of the free checking account being offered, really kind of being a staple of their product lineups. We, you know, haven't seen much of a decline in the prevalence of those free checking accounts, which is the opposite of what we've seen at banks. The credit unions, we find that about three quarters of credit unions offer a free checking account on a standalone basis, meaning no strings attached. So it's, you have no monthly fee, no per transaction charges, regardless of your balance or activity level. And that's about twice the rate of what we see at banks. The percentage of banks doing so is just 37%. That's down dramatically from where it had been several years ago before new regulations went into effect. And so, you know, while we've seen a big drop off in free checking at banks, we haven't seen that drop off at credit unions. So it just really underscores the importance of including credit unions in your search whenever you're shopping around.
The report also says that fees are pretty friendly toward consumers from credit unions as well.
Well, by and large, what we find is that the credit unions, on average, they tend to have higher rates on deposits, lower rates on loans, and lower fees oftentimes. A couple of instances of those lower fees that we find when it comes to ATM fees, we find that about a third of credit unions will let you go outside the network and make one free withdrawal per week. That's a little bit higher than what we see at banks. It's about 28% of banks that have a similar policy. And on overdraft fees, you know, overdraft fees take a big bite no matter, you know, whether you're with a bank or a credit union. But again, here there is a pretty notable difference. The average overdraft fee at credit unions, $27, about $6 less than the average that we find at banks at $33.
And the requirements for opening an account at a credit union are friendly as well.
Yeah, it doesn't take big money at all to get into these. We found none of the accounts that we looked at required more than $100 to open the account. And, and you couple that with the expanded fields of membership among credit unions, the fact that a lot of people are now eligible for credit union membership that, you know, didn't used to be or didn't think they were. The fact is that this is well within the reach of many Americans.
Why don't banks come up to snuff on this and, you know, try to be comparable to credit unions? Is it regulations? What's the reason for that?
Well, credit unions, they have a little bit of a cushion, before they have to do things like eliminate the free checking account or raise fees, in that they're not-for-profit cooperatives, banks are, they're for-profit enterprises, they're in business to make money. So when those new regulations go into effect, what we saw among credit unions was, an account that previously had paid interest, maybe it no longer paid interest, but it was still free. They would maybe discontinue, other products or services as opposed to eliminating that free checking account, which has, really been a staple of the product lineup. Banks, on the other hand, they have much broader, in many cases, much broader product lineups. And so when new regulations went into effect that really undercut their ability to offer that checking account for free, they went back to the way that it had been in the past, which is, they were going to charge a fee or you'd have to have a balance requirement to avoid that fee.
So the advantage for banks is they offer more products and they have leeway that way, whereas credit unions don't.
Well, there's not a one-size-fits-all answer here. It's really important to, shop around, find what fits your personality best. Like I said, banks, many of them offer broader product lineups than a lot of credit unions, particularly, the small credit unions. But for people that are looking for specifically for a checking account, and if you're looking for a free checking account, you're wise to include credit unions in your search. And, one of the things that we found is that people have a high sensitivity toward checking account fees. I mean, we found that two-thirds of millennials, for instance, said they would switch financial institutions if their checking account provider raised the fees. And so, you know, I think there's a good case in point. You know, a lot of millennials are not even necessarily familiar with credit unions, so wise for them to include that in the search, and you know, particularly if they have that fee sensitivity.
Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst at Bankrate.com, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Always a pleasure, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. You can check us out on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.